Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually an AI assistant here to chat about voice AI services. But hey, I'm doing great and ready to help. So about your voice AI platform, what cool features do you offer?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Okay. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I caught that. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha to AI. You're quite well known for your conversational AI platform. It's impressive how you create natural human-like interactions. Could you share what sets your service apart from others in the market?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping conversations engaging enough to convert leads. How does your AI handle those tricky parts? Does it adapt naturally to different customer responses?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping conversations engaging enough to convert leads.
Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting people who are genuinely interested and likely to buy, so you don't waste time chasing dead ends. Keeping conversations engaging is about making the interaction feel natural and personalized, so prospects stay interested and feel understood. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to adapt responses in real time, making each call feel like a real human conversation. It's like having a super smart, tireless sales rep who never misses a beat. Does that sound like something that could help your team?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question, painting a picture of success. So, 12 months from now, using your AI, I'd imagine a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations would feel smooth and natural, boosting conversion rates and freeing up my team to focus on closing deals. Revenue would be noticeably up, and we'd have solid data insights to keep improving. Basically, your AI would be like a reliable, high-performing teammate driving growth every day. How close am I?
What do you mean by a reliable, high-performing teammate driving growth every day? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By a reliable, high-performing teammate, I mean an AI that consistently delivers quality leads and handles conversations smoothly without needing constant supervision, kind of like a trusted colleague who never calls in sick or misses a deadline. That's important because it means my team can focus on what they do best, closing deals and building relationships, while the AI takes care of the repetitive, time-consuming parts. It boosts efficiency and helps grow the business steadily without burnout. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about boosting efficiency and helping grow the business steadily without burnout.
Absolutely. Boosting efficiency means automating repetitive tasks like initial outreach and qualifying leads, so your team spends less time dialing and more time closing deals. It reduces human error and speeds up the sales cycle. Growing steadily without burnout means your team avoids the stress of juggling too many calls or tedious follow-ups, which keeps morale high and performance consistent. Our AI works 24/7, handling the heavy lifting so your people can focus on strategic, high-impact work. Sounds like a win-win, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, got it. Well, some of the biggest challenges businesses often face today include reaching enough qualified leads without wasting resources, managing follow-ups consistently, and keeping conversations personalized at scale. Plus, teams can get overwhelmed juggling all these tasks, which slows growth. Does that sound familiar? What specific hurdles are you seeing with your clients?
What are all the ways reaching enough qualified leads, managing follow-up, and keeping conversations personalized are affecting the business right now?
Great question. When you don't reach enough qualified leads, it means fewer sales opportunities, which directly hits revenue. Poor follow-up management can cause leads to go cold or slip through the cracks, wasting all that initial effort. And if conversations aren't personalized, prospects might lose interest or feel like they're just another number, lowering conversion rates. Altogether, these issues slow growth, increase costs, and can frustrate your sales team. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow growth, increase costs, and frustrate your sales team?
Absolutely. When lead quality is low or follow-ups slip, your sales cycle drags on longer, meaning deals close slower or not at all, so growth stalls. Wasting time on unqualified leads or chasing cold prospects means higher costs per sale eating into profits. And your sales team can get burned out juggling too many dead-end calls or repetitive tasks, which hurts morale and productivity. It's like running on a treadmill going nowhere, exhausting and frustrating. Does that resonate?